Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and God is in the miracle working business. He hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I just want to obey the Spirit of the Lord, for the Spirit of God would say to you, my beloved, I am bringing my people into a large place. I have given to you power and authority, that you shall not fear the works of darkness nor the work of the enemy, but I have given you keys of the kingdom, that you might wield them skillfully. I have given you the sword of the Spirit, the very word of God, that you shall speak my word, and you shall see the forces of the enemy defeated that have been arrayed against you. Beloved, take heart and take courage. The righteousness of the Lord is going to be seen in and through His people. I am lifting up a standard which the world shall be able to see and judge, and they shall know that there is a God in heaven who rules and reigns and controls the affairs of men and the nations of the world. Be not discouraged, but know that I am in control, and no matter how dark the hour grows, know that I am the light of life. I shall lighten your path. You shall not look to the right nor to the left, neither shall you be discouraged, but you shall be able to praise your God in faith, knowing that you shall see the way made straight, not only before your feet, but I shall cause my church to arise, a powerful force in the world, and they shall speak the very word of God without fear or failure or without compromise to the standards and rules and regulations of man, but they shall speak the truth and love, and they shall see, you shall see with your own eyes the work of the Lord going before you in your life and in your behalf, and you shall praise me, for great shall be the victories that you shall enjoy, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Well, as I began the broadcast yesterday, I shared a very familiar passage in the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, where Paul is talking about why leadership was given to the body of Christ. He talks about the ascension gifts, the five full ministry offices that were given. And he goes in verse 14 to say that we be henceforth no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Beloved, God has a plan for your life. I don't care how young you may be or how advanced in years. You might feel that you've reached a place where you're up in years and that you don't have the strength and the energy that you used to have. And in fact, I was speaking to someone recently, and God had put some plans on their heart and some desires, and they'd never pursued them. They'd never fulfilled them. Well, that doesn't mean it's all over. We may have been lagging in our steps. We may have been lax in response to the Lord in terms of obedience, but His mercies are new every morning. And regardless of how some of you might feel, you've failed God, you haven't followed through, you've lost the opportunities that God gave to you. What matters right now is today. What you do today, God is giving you opportunities, and I sense that so strongly in my spirit to the body of Christ. It's a time we're praying earnestly for the body of Christ to come into maturity and to fulfill their role, their place, where God has placed them, to walk in the authority and the anointing that God has called them in. And so what that scripture, as I began that scripture sharing, about the purpose of leadership is so that we all come not only into the unity of the faith, unity and harmony, praise God, that's where the anointing is, as Psalm 133 declares, but also that we will not be children, that we will come into the maturity of the stature of the character of Jesus Christ, unto the measure of a perfect man. And so, with that, there are lessons that we need to learn. How is this process of spiritual growth attained? How do we submit to it? How do we surrender to it? Well, let's look at a passage found in the book of Jeremiah, the very first chapter, and it's verses 4 through 9. And let me share what the Lord is saying to his servant. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now this was Jeremiah's specific calling. But do you know that for each one of us, God had a life destiny. He had a plan for our lives, raising godly children, being able to minister, to be able to encourage neighbors, to be able to pray for co-workers, whatever it might be. Some of you, he might be speaking to attend a Bible study, or perhaps have a Bible study in your own home. He may be calling you to the mission field. He may be calling you to have a woman's fellowship or have a men's fellowship or whatever it is, or to get more active in your church, your local body where you worship. Whatever it is, know that just as Jeremiah had that ordination from God, you have an ordination from the Lord. And I am fully convinced he's not trying to hide it. He speaks to us in terms of our heart's desires, the things we would love to do if we had, what, the courage, the anointing, the boldness to do it? Am I hitting any targets there? I think I might be. So what happens then? Verse 6, this is how Jeremiah responds, so like us. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And so generally our first response, I don't know about you, but I know when God called me, well, how did he call me? First of all, to lead praise and worship, and then to preach. It's like, I can't do that. I've always told the Lord he could always find someone else to do a much better job than I do. And then at one time I thought, well, how did I get into ministry? Did I just fall into it because I married a preacher? Well, I've been able to resolve that problem. I know that God's hand was on me and that he called me. But he did it in a circumstantial way, whereas my husband, he was a young boy. I remember his sister told me they were walking back home from a service, and he was just a young boy. I don't think he wasn't even a teenager, and he told his sister Rosemond, he said, God's calling me to preach. You see, God deals with each one of us differently. Nonetheless, God has a plan for our lives. And so Jeremiah says, you know, I can't do that. Well, you know what? If you feel inadequate to whatever God's speaking to your heart, you're not in bad company, because Moses had the same response. Isaiah, he had the same response. He says, whoa, I am undone. He had a vision of the Lord high and lifted up in the sixth chapter. And he said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a generation of people of unclean lips. And then as he has this revelation, he has the call, he said, and the Lord says, who shall I send? He says, behold, here am I, send me. That should be our response. And so what does the Lord say to Jeremiah? Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. You see, beloved, this is the important thing we have to understand. When we feel an urge, an inspiration, a direction to go and do something in the name of the Lord, for the Lord, it might just be picking up and making a phone call. It might just be speaking to a coworker, speaking to a neighbor, or speaking to a family member. The point is, we feel we don't know Scripture well enough. We're not a Bible scholar. We think of all of the things that the enemy would use to intimidate us. God says, don't say you're a child. Why? Because it does not rely upon your resources. God has given every one of his people various gifts, talents, callings, abilities, but it is the anointing of God. It's the empowering of the Holy Spirit that activates that gift, that activates and flows through that calling and that anointing. It is God. And so that's why Jeremiah said, don't say you're a child. It's not you anyway. It's going to be me speaking through you. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And though he went through sore trials, he was down in the dungeon and in prison a number of times, nonetheless, his life was spared, and he continued to speak the word of the Lord. And then in verse 9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Then the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And you know, the Lord did a similar thing to Isaiah when he had that vision of the Lord. An angel took tongs and took a coal off the altar of God, and it touched his lips. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I want to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are many that you have called to be able to speak a word. Lord, it may not be in a public setting. It might be speaking to a supervisor. It might be speaking to a friend. It might be speaking to the child two doors down. Nonetheless, Father, we pray for the very same anointing, Lord, that you gave to your servants, because it's the Holy Spirit flowing through and speaking. That we don't even have to think about what we're going to say when we're delivered up before kings and judges, because it's the Spirit of the Father speaking through us. And so, Father, you will give that holy coal to our mouths and our lips. You will touch us, even as your hand touched Jeremiah and touched his mouth. And Father, we pray that we'll be able to speak the word of the Lord, knowing that it's not our excellence, it's not our education, it's not our background, our specifications, but it is your anointing. And so, Father, we thank you for it in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we haven't gotten very far in the message this week, but with the Lord's help, we're going to continue. And I invite you to tune in tomorrow. There may be prayer needs and burdens on your heart. Beloved, there is power in agreeing prayer. I know many of God's people are going through some very trying, very difficult times right now. There was just yesterday, I was spending some hours with a minister who was in the hospital, and it's been a long, hard battle, but every time there was prayer, the pain lifted, and there was hope and faith and encouragement coming. So, beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. If God's moving upon you, please obey. He has a reason for doing it. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.